Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Chaz Mosh Show. I am your host, Chaz, a.k.a. Mosh, of the legendary tag team, the Headbangers, the most underrated tag team in the history of wrestling. All right, I have to say that to get that out of the way. But hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching, whatever you're doing. Thanks. I appreciate it. What I wanted to chat about today was the old leg slap. Huge pet peeve of mine. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. And to me, it's literally one of the dumbest things ever. Maybe it's because how I was brought up in the business. I was brought up very old school. And when I mean old school, I meant like kayfabe was real back then. Listen, I realize kayfabe is not real now. Kayfabe's totally out the door. But the part of wrestling I think that should still be there is the realism. We were taught, I was taught, trained, and brought up to be as real as possible. You want to make it look real. You don't want to go to a show, have a match. When you get done, have some little kid come up to you in the front row and go, I saw what you did there, and you missed him by this much, or you didn't even kick him, you didn't even hit him, and it looks so fake. First of all, fake's a terrible word. That's a totally different episode, though. But with that being said, the leg slap thing, I don't understand what the point of it is. And when I ask people why they slap their leg, the answer is usually, well, I need to have noise. Really? Why do you have to have noise? You know, if you want to think the realism part of it, if you're out in a bar fight and you kick someone, do you hear a... No, you don't. You don't hear anything. It's more of a thud. Anything, if you're kicking someone, you're hearing a thud. You're not hearing that slapping noise. The other thing I've been told is, well, Shawn Michaels did it. Well, Shawn Michaels did it once in a match as a finisher. That's back when a super kick was actually a finisher and not just a high spot where you get 17 different super kicks in a match. So again, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I think it's silly when you're standing there and you're watching a match and then you just see someone constantly hitting their leg. The only thing it's doing is, especially if you're not wearing, if you're just wearing trunks, you're not wearing legs or, you know, pants or tights or whatever, your legs aren't covered, you're leaving a red mark on the side of your leg, which everyone can see. It got taken to a whole new level the other night for me. I was watching TNA on Thursday night, and there was a match with Doomsday, Danny Luna, and versus Jada Stone. Jada Stone versus Doomsday, Danny Luna. And I thought it was a really good match. It was telling a great story of how Danny was bigger than Jada, and, you know, Jada had to keep using speed to get over on her, to get her, you know, high-flying things. And Danny just kept cutting her off with power and lifting her up. And the story was going so well. I was bought into it. And then Jada hits the ropes and comes off with the super kick. But I'm watching Danny sell in the middle of the ring. And as she's getting super kicked, she's slapping her own leg also. So Jada's hitting the super kick, slapping her leg. Danny's taking the super kick and slapping her own leg also. That blew my mind. That's the first time I've ever seen that. Again, I don't understand the slapping of the leg. I don't understand it at all. I'm not a big fan of it. It's a pet peeve of mine. But how are you in the middle of the ring, literally standing there, just slapping your own leg as someone else is super kicking you? I don't get it. I just don't. It's not one of those things. I think when I first started, I used to throw punches, and when I threw a punch, I'd throw with my right arm, and my left arm, I would slap my chest for some dumb reason. And I don't know why. And I did it once or twice. And I think it was probably the second time, I actually slapped my chest pretty hard. And I left my own hand mark on my own chest. And that's when I went to I saw that in the back, and I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be doing that anymore. Cause The concept of professional wrestling is try to make it, for me anyways, to make it look as real as possible. I want to follow a storyline, yes. I want to be entertained, yes. But I also want to feel real. I want to feel the emotion in the match, and I want it to look real. You know, you watch a movie, you don't see Sylvester Stallone and Rocky, you know, throwing a punch and missing by a mile and a half. No, it all looks, for the most part, pretty real. And that's the part I think is missing in professional wrestling in some instances, is that realism. And I'm sorry, but if you're in a real fight, you're not going to sit there and slap your leg as you're kicking someone. So, yeah, I don't think the leg slapping is ever going to go away, but it's just one of those things that I wanted to throw out there that I'm not a big fan of at all. Switching gears from that, I was scrolling through the IG the other day, and I see this little article from Wrestle Rush. And it says, former WWE LFG prospect Sexy BJ Ray takes issue with Cody Rhodes' complaint of wrestlers leaving shows early. Some people forget it's a job. If you do your job, you're free to leave whenever, as long as the boss is happy with your work, is what the quote is from BJ Ray. It goes on to say, I'm an independent contractor, and I'm working on someone's backyard doing the plaster in their pool. I'm not going to wait and watch other independent contractor handles landscaping to finish so I can leave. LMAO. Some people forget it's a job. If you do your job, you're free to leave whenever, as long as the boss is happy with your work. So I made a comment on here, and I love Sexy BJ Ray. I worked with him at the PC when he was there, but he's not 100% correct here. And then I wrote that on there. I love Sexy BJ Ray, but you're not correct here. And whoever Neon Rocket Ship is writes to me, he's only wrong because of the cult-like mentality that promoters use as a control mechanism. If you're on a MLB team, part of a union with guaranteed contracts, health insurance, and a pension, absolutely stay until the end of the game. If you're an independent contractor, holding your breath on pay sheets and having to argue for every dollar, do your job and leave. Neon Rocket Ship, dude, you're on a rocket ship that's way out of here. That makes no sense. You clearly have no idea what the hell you're talking about, because you're getting paid to do a job. You're there. You do the job. You do what you have to do. Yes. Doesn't mean you just pack up and leave. If you want to, if you're done your match and you go up to the promoter and you say to him, hey, you know, match okay, I got paid, is it okay if I leave? That's one thing, but just taking off. And what Cody's talking about is people stay to watch. The main event guys are main event for a reason. They sit there and they watch. So just lost my train of thought there. But, yeah, main event guys are there for a reason. And you need to watch the main event guys to figure out, you know, it helps you learn how to be a main event guy. And the other part of it, you're supporting your coworkers. You're there supporting. It's not just a matter of, well, I did what I was supposed to do, it's time for me to leave. But yeah, if you ask the promoter, hey, I'm all done, are you okay if I leave? That's fine. I did a convention over the weekend, and before we left, they were doing a Q&A at the end of the convention. And before we left, Glenn and I walked up to the promoter and asked him, hey, do you need anything from us? I know, you know, the convention part's over, you're just doing the Q&A. Do you need us at the Q&A or anything? And he looked at us, he goes, no. He goes, if you guys want to hang around and watch the Q&A, you know, that'd be great. But if not, nope, you did your thing. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Boom. Do we want to hang out for the Q&A? Absolutely not. So we left. But the point is, we checked in with the promoter. Yes, we did our jobs. We did what we were supposed to do. But BJ Ray, you want to come on show and we can kind of combat this a little bit? Not so much combat it, but chat about it. Let me know. So those were the two things I wanted to just throw out there real quick. And, appreciate you watching. Go to chazmosh.com. You get your copy of autographed copy of Beneath the Skirt merchandise there. But until next time, remember, do whatever makes your heart happy. Just don't suck at it.